This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin with the world of business and the economy and what the heck has been going on out there since Monday, our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, we've got Catherine Rempel with us from New York Times, Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville as well. They are in our tiny little studios in New York City. It's closet size, really. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Kai.
I'm right? It's closet size?
It's spacious enough.
All right.
It's the size of my apartment.
Yes, in New York City.
Some people's closet.
A little bigger than my apartment.
All right. So, yeah, apartments aside, let's do what we're here for. So here's the deal, Catherine. Ben Bernanke goes to Capitol Hill this week, gives testimony that says, as he always says, always, he said, the Fed stands ready to assist if the economy gets worse. Here's my question. Unemployment stands at 8.2%. Even the most optimistic people will say things are sluggish. Do you suppose it's possible he's saying he stands ready to help, but he really doesn't know what the heck to do?
I think he knows what he can do, which is another round of quantitative easing. How effective
That's the whole buying bonds and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right, right. It's basically pumping more money into the economy.
Right.
But they've already done two rounds of this, and each time you pump more money into the economy, you know, the marginal benefits get smaller and smaller. So there's a lot of doubt about whether that would actually make much of a difference.
Cardiff, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Catherine's right that the marginal benefits get smaller and smaller, but the costs get higher and higher. And you've seen recently that Bernanke's been increasingly concerned about the potential to disrupt some markets if he buys more of the same securities that he has in the past. That being said, it doesn't mean that there's nothing else he can do. They can clarify their message on the communication side. And in particular, I think it would probably help if he were to make a statement that he'd be willing to let inflation go above its target for at least a little while the recovery recovered further, while the economy recovered further. I don't think he's going to do that.
But he can't do that unilaterally, right? I mean, he would have to get the rest of the FOMC to go on board and say,
right.
we're going to raise our inflation target.
Although,
that seems unlikely.
Although, yeah, but he could just sort of, all right, he won't, but he could just go rogue and say it and then and let the market react to the perception, right?
I also think that he would have enough support right now from the FOMC to do that. I think that he's genuinely concerned about it. I also think that he's a little unclear as to where the economy is going right now, that the momentum's actually difficult to discern in real time.
This is the man who holds the fate of the global economy in his hands, and he doesn't know where it's going. Catherine, do you agree with that?
What economist knows where the economy is actually going?
No, but I mean, if there's anybody who's supposed to know, it's this guy.
Well, there's that old joke, and how do you know an economist has a sense of humor?
I don't know.
He uses a decimal point. Get it?
No,
because they
I actually
never mind.
Don't, but anyway.
Because they act like they can predict things
with
such specificity.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, I mean, nobody really knows. I think that the general idea is that things are sluggish and they are going to continue to be sluggish. But, we haven't really talked about the elephant in the room, which is the fiscal side of things. I mean, that's what should be happening in Bernanke's mind, that Congress should be stimulating the economy. And he has said that quite explicitly.
Oh, well, the beautiful part of this testimony this week, and I'll just say this and then we'll move on, was that he basically spanked Congress and said, you know what, you guys have to figure this out. And it is not my job, you know.
That's actually quite unusual, too.
Right.
Historically, for members of the Fed in general to comment on fiscal policy.
Yeah,
that's true. I also go ahead, guys.
I want to get to the actual other elephant in the room, in the global economy room, which is Europe, and it has come back at the end of this week, and Spain is in trouble, and all this stuff. Is there a point, Cardiff, at which we just have to get used to it being a mess, but not quite a critical mass of explosion, and deal with it?
I got used to that about a year ago, and that's what keeps happening, right? And what we're learning is that yet again, the euphoria coming out of one of these EU summits dissipates when people actually start looking at the details. So everything that we thought was solved then hasn't been, and with Spain's growth forecast being downgraded today, you're seeing things get worse again. But yeah, this is essentially the muddle-through scenario that everybody's kept talking about.
All right, we got to go. Catherine Rempel from the New York Times, Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you.